The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
I'm very well. Now, many people are using tech to communicate with their loved ones, but rumours flying around about one platform that might have been hacked. What's the story?
Yeah, this is House Party. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's an app that allows you to not only chat with your friends and family through a video call, but you can also play games. If you're on any of the social media platforms over the last 2 weeks or so, you'll have seen videos or screenshots from it. It's incredibly popular. And yesterday, out of pretty much nowhere, rumours were flying around on Twitter and Instagram that the platform had been hacked, that strangers were coming in on group calls, that details from Spotify and other platforms had been compromised by this application. And in the last few minutes alone, the organisers or the owners of House Party have come out and offered a massive reward if anyone has any form of evidence that this is true. They are saying it's completely untrue. There is no evidence to suggest a link between House Party and the compromises of other unrelated accounts. That's what a spokesperson from Epic Games, who makes and operates the application House Party.
So as far as you're concerned, it is safe?
It's as safe as any of these apps. One thing that I do want to alert people to is that when you download these apps, and it's true of pretty much any communication app that you download, it will, you know, the way these little boxes pop up and it'll say, you know, tick yes or no or accept or not accept. Mm. There's one that says that requests access to your entire contact book. Now, I told you about this before. This is one of the features of Facebook Messenger. It requires your entire phone log. So even if you, Pat, aren't on Facebook, Facebook now has your number because I have your number in my phone. It's one of those. And it's the same instance with House Party, unless you hit skip. So what we need to remember with this is that it is possible to utilize these applications without giving more information than we need to. It just takes a bit of effort. So when you go to set it up, it will ask for your entire phone book. You can hit skip if you want, and then you'll just have to manually search for your friends. Whereas if you hit accept, you will see everyone in your contact book who is on the application. They also stress that House Party doesn't pass your number or your contacts numbers onto any third parties. But again, my view would be that, you know, if you, Pat Kenny, are not on House Party, House Party doesn't need to have your number. Therefore, I should not be giving your number to House Party. So just, I know it's a pain in the face and I know we've got better things to be doing, but just maybe take a second or two to read the terms and conditions.
Okay, let's move on to the Huawei P40 Pro, much awaited because it doesn't have Android to back it up. It doesn't have Google. You've had hands on. What's it like?
You know what? It is a gorgeous looking phone. So I was playing with it over the weekend and it looks exactly like you would want a high-end smartphone to look like. Beautiful sort of gunmetal back, stunning screen, minimum you know, interruptions on the screen. It's pure screen. The camera is just sensational. It's up there with the S20 Ultra, the Samsung S20 Ultra. Now, in my opinion, the S20 is better. However, it's incredible. The weird thing about this phone, as you mentioned, is that it doesn't run Google. So as soon as you set up the phone, again, when you are, like anyone who set up an Android phone the last few months will know that once you turn on the phone, it will ask you for your Gmail account. And that's how you get your apps and all the rest. When you turn on this phone, it now asks for your Huawei account. Now, I obviously had a Huawei account because I've used Huawei devices in the past. And straight away, I went to download apps that I always download. So the first one, obviously, because I think it's in my contract, is the Newstalk app. And the Huawei player store did not have the Newstalk app. Then I went for the Independent and I didn't have the Independent app. Then I went for WhatsApp, which is my primary communication tool. And it didn't have WhatsApp. What it had was a number of WhatsApp add-ons and then a link to WhatsApp, which you could download through the web store. So you could go down as if you're downloading it from on a computer. You know, you have to click through. It brings you to an internet page. Then you download the APK file. And to be honest, that sort of put me off setting it up as my main device. Usually with these phones, what I do is I use it as my main phone for 2 or 3 weeks or however long the review period is. And I didn't do it with this phone because I just thought, no, hang on a second. I don't want to have to stop every few minutes and realize there's a certain app that I either need or want and can't get access to. And so I do think this is going to be an issue for Huawei because although it's a great phone in terms of spec, if I can't use it for what I want to use it for, you have to wonder if it's worth the money. You know, some people were tweeting me on or sending me messages on Twitter saying, oh, there's workarounds. Of course there are workarounds, but it shouldn't have to be that way. It should be a case of the phone does what I want.
Well, it does mean that what Huawei call their app gallery is going to really have to be a lot more comprehensive than it is at the moment. Eventually, they'll have their own ecosystem and it'll all work. But moving from Android to a Huawei ecosystem is a big, big move.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it right now. And maybe it will happen. You know, a few people from Huawei have been on to me on different platforms, you know, suggesting that apps will come down the track and they've been on offering to help us get the Newstalk app onto it and all that kind of stuff. But the fact of the matter is this company are still putting expensive phones out there. And as I said, from a tech point of view, they are incredible. But from a user point of view, I'm just not wild about it. You may remember, Pat, a few years ago, Google, Nokia stuck with their Nokia Symbian operating system, which just died a death. Nokia back in the day were so slow to move to Android. They stuck it out with their own platform and they died a death. They disappeared. They got taken over by a new company, HMD Global, and now they're back with Android. So I know it's, you know, it's not as straightforward as that, come on now and just get over with it, but I do think Huawei will feel the pinch from this.
Yeah, they'll have to make peace with Donald Trump. A couple of quick questions. Can you ask Jess, has she heard of TV broadcasting services like Sky Q and Miniboxes interfering with Wi-Fi signals, from Brian?
So if you are streaming any form of content over the internet, it will impact it. If you're bringing in, you know, if it's a wired TV connection, my understanding is that it shouldn't. But I do know a lot of people. Last week we were talking about the arrival of Disney Plus. A lot of people over the last few days have been on to me to say that Disney Plus is buffering and it's pausing and it's not as smooth a system as Netflix. I don't think that that is necessarily related to internet. I think it's the capacity of the site, from what I can tell anyway, because that's been my experience too.
This one from Barry. If my mobile phone breaks during the restrictions, how can I get it repaired or replaced?
Very good question. A number of the companies, so it's worth noting, and I know nobody else or many other people wouldn't have read through it, but if you look at the list of exceptions for those who are deemed to be essential workers during COVID-19, those working in telecommunications are in, I think it's like 0.6 on the list. So a number of companies are now offering repair services to the home. They will, of course, engage with social distancing. I was talking to one company yesterday, Phone Nua. They are the company that carry out the repairs for the likes of Vodafone and Carphone Warehouse and a few other companies. They are offering call out services, and again, as I said, they will completely comply with the social distancing and the precautionary measures, but there will be ways to do it. I just think that we all need to, you know, have uber patience, and fingers crossed it'll all work out.
All right, Jess, thank you very much for the moment. We will be talking maybe during the week about how tech has come to the party, what the people like Elon Musk are doing, and also Mercedes Formula One. We mentioned that yesterday. Jess will bring us all that stuff later on in the week.